The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we have four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yesterday we began a new topic, a completely new sugya that's going to take us through today's daf as well, a two daf sugya, and that is the halachos of loy sashoik Esreyecho, loy solin pu'ula socher itcha ad boiker, biyoy moiti ten tscharoi, v'loy savoy olav Hashem eshki anafu, ki anihu, an idea that's repeated in the Torah. The Gemara says six times that if somebody has an employee that worked for him, he owes him money, he has to make sure that he pays him everything he said he was going to pay him, and most importantly, he pays him on time. We saw in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that this halacha is not only true with regards to somebody that has an employee, but Echad Socher Adam, the Echad Socher Behema, the Echad Socher Kelim Yesh Bei Mishum B'Yoyim Oititin Tzchare. A discussion in the Gemara, how many of the Azorahs somebody is over when he's Socher Behema, Socher Kelim, and he doesn't pay on time. But with regards to the Etzem Isser, everybody agrees, it's not exclusive to a Sachar Adam, but a Sachar Behem and a Sachar Kalim are going to have these Yisurim as well. So I just thought that before we begin today's daf, it's worth mentioning what the Chafetz Chaim mentions in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, in his Psicha L'Tashlume Schar Sachar. So just a few excerpts, just to get an idea of how serious an Azara we're dealing with. So he begins as follows. I thought that in my Sefer Havas Chesed, I'm going to write a whole chapter regarding the halachas of paying an employee. There are many lavin that are mefurish in the Torah, like the Gemara we learned. Yet you find that there are people that are completely dismissive when it comes to this idea. And it's very liked by them. If they have a little excuse not to pay their employee on time, they're okay with that. Let's say somebody technically has the money to pay his employee, but he would have to go somewhere to pick it up. So he'll get lazy. He won't go pick up the money, and he'll be merahater not to pay his employee. Or he needs change of 100. He doesn't owe his employee that much, so he's going to be lazy not to go get the money. And the reality is that he's obligated to pay his employee in these instances, even if the payal is an usher, like we saw yesterday. Then the Chafetz Chaim goes and he quotes several mamorim from the Zohar HaKadosh that emphasizes how important this is, and then he continues. V'hine, ha'pasuk hanal shehevenu, haloi mazir afilu im hu mishalim loy. The Torah is saying that even if you're gonna pay, achshe ma'achres tak mulu v'ne mishalim loy v'zmane, but you're not paying on time, v'koshkenem hu oishik schari legamri v'ne mishalim loy. So that certainly if you don't pay at all, oishik poiches levi masho hushfo ite batchilo, or if you pay less than you're supposed to pay, afilu pruta achas, even one pruta less, duhu gazlan gomor, v'oiver aloi sashoi kesriyacho, v'loi sigzol, kidi isa b'gomorah. And he says, the Nevi'im spoke about it, a pasuk in Malachi, v'karafti aleichem La mishpat vehayisi eid memayer b'machashvim u'b'menoafim u'vanishbam la shakru ba'ishke schar socher u'mashu amad the karafti eid memayer. So Hashem says, I'm going to deal with these people. The karafti haynu shakadosh baruch hu ba'atzmoy hu hadayin v'hu ha'eid alzeh lemayer li'nokem me'ishu schar socher. Hashem doesn't even delegate this with his people, but rather Hashem says, I'm going to deal with this person directly. They don't realize that by them being makel, kibenafshom, oivrim, alavim doiraiso. Gam motzu bavoyneseinu harabim etzaleza anoshim, shasocher doifik al pescheim, laila v'yoyim v'in shemeloi. The employer will knock on his employer's door by day, he'll knock again at night, and the employer doesn't listen to him. Ubefratim aesaku al eze dover kotin. Especially if it's something small, he certainly is not going to pay such close attention. Lev shebedine Torah in chilik bein din shal pruta the din shal meyamonetz, the same azara. V'harbet mehem shem anoshim yisharim. He says a lot of the people that do this are really upstanding citizens. Ubali midos toivos umekayim shar mitzvah satoyer kedas v'kalocha. V'hamitzvah hazois shel tashlu meisacher bezmane refuya beyadam. V'avineseinu arabim afilu b'makom shenegel tircha v'alma. And then he concludes his beinanti shekol ze bolehem mitzad miut v'chesun yedei b'alocha zu. He says, I thought about it, the Hizbainanti, I introspected a little, said the Chafetz Chaim, and I believe that the reason people are mekel is not because, big deal, it's a lav. It's because they don't realize that it's a lav. They don't realize what's at stake. She'ilu yadu mizeh, had they realized what's at stake, bevadei hayu mezarzim l'shalim bezmanam. Kidei l'kayim bozeh ha-mitzvah saseh, shal b'yoy metitein tzchorei. K'moy shekol echad mi-yisroel mezdori is l'kayim shar mitzvah sa-toyer ha-toyim bezman. K'im shofar v'sukkah v'lulu v'kiyotze bezeh. Especially, it's a mitzvah ha-toyer bezman. Shofar is a mitzvah ha-toyer bezman. Sukkah, lulu, these are mitzvahs that you find that Yidin throughout the Dairis were always very careful. B'yoy moy titein tzchorei is also like a mitzvah saseh shaz man garama. It's a mitzvah ha-toyer bezman. So why is it that we're not so careful? It's because people don't realize. Hayim ro'isa le'echem Yisrael, she'yaniach milavorech al ha-shofar, v'ha'lulav ad ha-layla, ta'adarabah, kolechem Yisrael makdim esatzmoy, l'kayim ha-mitzvah ba-boyker, v'sameach al-zeh, she'zocha l'kayim mitzvah sa-boyer yisparach yidin, v'ilu b'mitzvah zu, she'hu gam kei mitzvah sa-seh de'iraisa, v'yisifa ha-teir gam kam alavim b'inyan zeh, kam ha-miskaber ha-yeitzev azeh, b'gal kei nosati alibi, v'zbeinanti b'ezus Hashem yisparach ha-chonin lodum das, v'kibatzti es kol ha-protim ha-metzuyim b'aloch azu, k'dei she'yizdor called Echod, Lekayim, a mitzvah, Kados, Vikalocho, Vize, Hachili, Be'ezra, Suri, Vigayali. Either way, the Chafetz Chaim is very Meirich, so I think if the Chafetz Chaim felt it was worth being Meirich, we could be Meirich as well. Wordy, somewhat repetitive, but the point the Chafetz Chaim is making is that you see from this Sugyo that what we're dealing with over here is something very, very serious. He said his Beinanti, he looked around, he realized the people in his Dar were not so careful with this Halacha, but he doesn't think that it's because it's not serious or because they are somehow makilin. It's because they just don't realize that he says, I'm going to dedicate a chunk of my sefer Havas Chesed to these halachas so that people will get a sense of exactly what we're dealing with. Either way, so yesterday, Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Beis was a rather technical Amud where the Gemara got involved in drushes, different shitas in terms of which lavin one is over with regards to different types of cases of b'yoy moitit in tzchare, such as sochar adam, sochar behema, sochar kelim, or ger toshav. So the Gemara had suggested that there were two mekoros that we had that if somebody is sochar behema or kelim, in addition to sochar adam, he would be over all the Isurim in the parasha. One was, the Gemara suggested there was Gzeir Shava Socher Socher. The other one was, it says, Lois Solom Pulas Socher Itcha Ad Boiker. And the Gemara Darshan, Kol She Pulasa Itcha. Anything or anyone that's Pulasa Itcha would be included. The Gemara brought a Tana Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda that said that if somebody is Socher Behema and Kalin, he's not over all the Isurim. So the question is, what about those two makaris? So Bishlam the Gzeir Shava Sakha Sakhar Loidarishla. He doesn't hold to that. So that's what we're up to right now. But the second drasha for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Hailei Solom Pula Sakhar Itchad Baikamay Avidlay, the second drasha that the Gemara brought, which suggested that even if you do not hold of the Gzeir Shava Sakha Sakhar, still there's a makar in Parashas Kedoshim to say that Sakha Behema Sakha Kalim, you'll be over all the Isurim. Why doesn't Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Darshan it? Meaning, what is he going to do with that pasuk? Even if somebody hires someone only to take one eshkol for him, to cut one eshkol shalanovim, over mishum baltolin. Meaning, without an extra pasuk, I would have thought that maybe it has to be a schirus that's chashev. But if it's a schirus that's not chashev, such as eshkol echad shalanovim, what would make it not chashev? Could be because it's only a schirus shoyz. Some Rishonim say. Others say because it could be the value of the Schirus is maybe even less than a Shavar Pruta. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter how inconsequential, insignificant the Schirus itself would seem. We learn out from Kol She Pulasa Yitcha, if he did a job for you and you committed to pay, you have all the Azaris that are mentioned in the Torah. The Idach, the Manda Omar that uses Yitcha to tell me that Sochar Behema and Sochar Kalim, you have all the Yisurim. He doesn't have that word to teach me. Afilu loy Sochrei Elo Liftzer loy Eshkol Echad Shel Anovim. How do you know that in that case you are in fact over the Yisurim? Mive'elov hu noiseyes nafshoy. We learn it from the words, the elof unoises nafshay nafka dover hamoiser nafshay olav. So that's referring to the second pasuk in Parashas Kisetze. Biyomei titein tzcharoi veloisavay olav Hashemesh ki aniu. The elof unoises nafshay. So what does the elof unoises nafshay mean? So the Gemara is dashing here that what it means is that realize this employee, he was moiser nefesh to work for you. Do you realize what's involved? You have a job, the mesiras nefesh that's involved. So the elof unoises nafshay and you're not going to pay him. You know what's going to happen? He's going to come home. He's going to be so tzebrochen that he worked so hard, Mesiris Nefesh, no less, for Parnassah. And his employer didn't pay him. He's going to call out to Hashem, V'hoye b'chachet, and you're going to end up being punished. But we learn from the Elav Unoise, it's nafsha yahalocha, that any job that a person is Mesiris Nefesh for, even if in the big scheme of things, it would seem to be very little, it doesn't matter. Even if it's lifsar loy eshkal echad shel anavim, the halacha is you can have all the yisurim. The idach, the other man, the amra that uses itcha l'rabbis lifsar loy eshkal echad shel anavim. He doesn't need the elav who knows say is nafshay for that. What does he darshan from the elav is knows nafshay? Who mi boy loy look at the tanya? The elav who knows is nafshay mipnei ma olozeh bekevesh v'nitla be'ilon. The Torah is talking now to the employer. Why do you think your employee went up on a very high ramp and risked his life to do this job that you hired him to do? Or why was he suspended from a tree? Was it an answer that he should get paid? As a result, it's just basic morals, ethics, you have to pay him. That realize that what you're dealing with over here is not just dine mominus. You're dealing with dine nefashis. You don't pay your employee, this dine nefashis. And the Gemara says, who's dine nefashis? Who may die? That Hashem punishes the Gazlin, Hashem will sometimes kill the Gazlin. So realize that the Elav Unoiseh Es Nafshei, that by you withholding, you're being Goyveloi Sigzal, the Holy Sigzal was mentioned by Koyver Schar Sacher, and as a result, you're putting your own life at risk. Man Dome Nafshel Shem Nigzal, the man that says that no, the person that you're killing is the Nigzal, the one that you stole from. Dechsiv Ken Orches Kol Beitzei Abetzes Nefesh Ba'olav Yikach, that when you steal from someone, you're taking away the Nefesh of this person that you took away from. Ve'iduch Nami Freik Tegemar, Dechsiv Es Nefesh Ba'olav Yikach, the man that says that it's nefesh ha-gazlan, isn't there a mafurish ha-pasik that would seem to imply nefesh ha-nigzov? No, ba'al of the hashta. Nefesh ba'al of is not the owner of the money, the one that previously had the money, but the one that has the money now. The gazlan has the money now, he's the ba'al of in this pasik. Ve'idach nami, the one that says that it's nefesh shel nigzol, ha-ksiv ha-koves kefeim nefesh, you have a pasik that says that if you steal, Hashem will kill you. Meaning, it's clear that it's nefesh shel gazlan. Matam kama. The way you read that pasuk is matam kaves koveim. Why nefesh al gazlin mishum the natli nefesh? Because he, it's a midah keneged midah. He took away the nefesh al nigzal. The point is that you see in that pasuk also nafshoy shel nigzal. So the question was, what do we do with ve'ilav unoises nafshoy? So there's a lot of agada at the very least that we learn and that we see from ve'ilav unoises nafshoy. So two ha'aras with regards to this gemara. One more of a dvar halacha. The other one more of a dvar agada. So we'll start with the dvar halacha. Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe Choshen Mishpat. Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Dalad was asked an interesting shayla. He was asked if somebody was born with the talents that he could be a professional athlete. He's a yid. He wants to be a professional athlete. But it could be dangerous business because people get injured sometimes in ways that it could possibly be sakonas defashas. That's what the shayla asked from Moshe. The question is it okay? Is he allowed to put his life in danger, so to speak, to be a professional athlete? Oh no. Nishalti meyechot. Imutal hisparnes mi mischak zrikas hakadurim. Shenikro bolbolas. Sheyesh lochush lisakona. Kidi irule echot mikama alofim shenistakin. As we've already heard. So, I guess it's loy shchiach today for it being sakonas nefashis, but it's definitely very shchiach people who are dealing with concussion and post traumatic things that come from playing sports and TBIs, etc., etc. So there's obviously a lot been discussed about that. But either way, that was the child that was asked Rav Moshe. Veishafti said Rav Moshe, Shalaniyas daiti yesh lahatir. I believe it's okay. Damafurish Rav Metzia dafko few days. Al krod ve'elov noisei nashay mipnei ma nitla beilon umaser etzatzmei lemitza loyal scharoi alma demutalis barnes afkishe ikach shas sakon alayf and rachuk. We just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's ve'elov noisei nashay mipnei ma olazeh bekevesh ve'nitla beilon umaser etzatzmei lemitza. You're dealing with a pile who's maser atzmei lemitza. Says the Torah, at the very least, you could pay him, right? He was maser atzmei lemitza. But what do you see, al kapanim? You see that it's okay for a person to take a job, even though by you doing this job, you're risking your life. So says Rav Moshe, there's going to be absolutely no issue. And then he says, Achaz man, heruli, they showed me, Shebenoide b'Yehuda Tinyano, Yerudea Simen Yud, Gam Kein Pasakein. He said, somebody showed him that there's a tshuva from the Noide b'Yehuda, with the Noide b'Yehuda also passing that way. L'inyin l'sparneis mitzedois chayos, ayin sham v'henani. Now, which tshuva is Rav Moshe referring to? One of the most famous tshuvas in Noide b'Yehuda. So I don't think it was a chiddush. Rav Moshe, of course, saw this tshuva. But it's just a diuk. There's one line in the Noide b'Yehuda where the Noide b'Yehuda says, and this tshuva is the gift that keeps on giving. So we've spoken at this tshuva many times in many different contexts. The Ikka tshuva was where there was a very wealthy person that owned acres and acres of property that was mesugal for hunting. And he asked the Noide b'Yehuda, Shaila, is it okay for him to go hunting? So in yeshiva, they quote the part of the tshuva where the Noide b'Yehuda writes back, he says, hunting, forget the halachic issues. He says, there were two hunters that you find in the Torah, Esav and Nimrod. Hunting is ishka yiddish amasa. It's a goyish thing. So just from that standpoint, he was very taken aback by the tshuva. But there's a very profound halachic part of the tshuva as well. Number one, the Noide b'Yehuda discusses it from the standpoint of nishmartem lo yidlo nafshei seichem. He discusses it from the standpoint of tzar balichayim. That's when we spoke of that when we learned Perek Eilam Metzias, not so long ago. But either way, so when he talks about the nishmartem lo yidlo nafshei seichem, I'll just read to you this one piece. The achshav ani oimer afili isur eka. Share kolo iskim bazet zrichem liikonis biyaris. How do you hunt? So you can't hunt from your couch. You have to go into the yard. Ulahachnis atzma bisakonis gedoylois bemakam gedudei chayes. V'rachmana amav neshmartem ma'od lenafshei seichem. Umi lanu gadol ve'uman baki betzei de yosef mi'esav. Esav was the Shakosav Heyadala, Vayi Esav Ishye Deyatzayit, Upuk Chazi, Ma Omar, Hu Alatzmoy. What did Esav say about himself? He acknowledged that he was playing the most dangerous game. He says, all the drush, but at the end of the day, what he meant to say is that my life expectancy is somewhat shorter than the average person because I'm a hunter. So Bishloima says the Noide b'Yehuda, if he would be an Oni, and he would be hunting for Parnasa, Lezeh HaTorah HaTira. This is okay. Come on, Seichre Yam Mimevel Ayam. Shekol Mashahu Letzorich Michiasayu Parnasasay, Ein Breira. VaHaTorah Amra, VeElav Hu Noises Nafshay. VeAmru Razal, Bav Metziah, Dav Kuf Yud Beizam and Aleph. Mibnei Mazeh, Olo Bekevish, Venit Lo Be'ilon Amas, Atzmi Lamisa, Lo Yaskharay. Avo Misha, Ein Iker Kavanasay, Le Michiasay. Umitayvas Libay Hu Hoylech Al Mokim Kdu Dechayas. So this is the chiluk of the Noide b'Yehuda that Rav Moshe said. Somebody pointed out to him that in that famous tshuva, almost b'derech agav, he told this person that had you been doing it for parnasa, it would have been okay based on the Gemara. Says Rav Moshe was mechamen to the Noide b'Yehuda's psak v'hinoeni. He said I had ano, but either way, so I guess to play professional sports would be okay. Maybe a pickup tackle football game on a Sunday afternoon, not as okay. But the bottom line is that's Rav Moshe's psak based on this Gemara right here. That is the halacha part of this Gemara. As it relates to the drush, so we have Rav Achloikis, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. If somebody steals, he withholds wages from somebody, he's a gazlin, and it's ki'ilu noitel nafshoi mimeno. And Rav Achloikis, chad ama nafshoi shal gazlin, v'chad ama nafshoi shal nigzal. Now, this Gemara sounds a little familiar. This Gemara, we learned together, the very last daf of Mesechta's Bava Kama. So it's Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yotes Saman Aleph. And the Gemara over there, darshaning a posik in Sefer Iyav, brings this same machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, that we view the gazlin as being a noital nefesh, and a discussion in the Gemara, is a nafshoi shel gazlin or is it nafsha shel nigzal? But over there, the Gemara is mayrich a little bit more. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-goizel es chaveru shel v'pruto, ki ilu noitel nishmasa mimeno. And Rabbi Yochanan brought many psukim for this. Shenemar mishle peragalef, kein orchois kol boitzeya botza, es nefesh balav yikach. That's one of the psukim that the Gemara brought by us. Va'oid oimer yirmiyo perakei, va'ochal tzircha, v'lachmecha yoichlu bonecha ubnoisecha. Yoyel Perak Dalit, the Oimer, Mitzrayim Lishmamatia, the Edom Lemidmashmamatia, Me Hamas Bene Yehuda, from the Hamas, that's Gezelo, Asha Shavchudam Noki Beartsam. And then finally, Shmuel Aleph, Perak Chaf Aleph, El Shol, the Beis Hadomim, Asha Hemes is Hagavoyim. And the Gemara goes on to say that my Voyim, why do you need all these different psukim to tell me the same thing? Says the Gemara, because Pechitim, had I only had one pasuk, I would have thought that if somebody steals from his friend, so you took away the nefesh of the person that you took him. The money from. But are you considered a gazlin even for the Nigzal's children? That's maybe only if he ultimately didn't pay the person. You took something from someone, you didn't pay him for it. But maybe if you paid him for it, and you would have thought, that's only if you did it biyadayim. That's you only cost somebody to lose money. Over there, you're a noitel nefesh, tashma, yeah, el shol, vel beis adomim, al ashehemes es hagevoinim. Shol is being rebuked for killing the gevoinim. V'chihechem atzinu shaharach shol es hagevoinim. Shol never killed the gevoinim. That's Navi 101. Elo mitoik shaharach noit irakoyanim, but shol killed noit irakoyanim. Shol yu masapkin mayim mozoin, and they used to support the gevoinim. So because of shol's maiso, now the gevoinim don't have parnasa. So, indirectly, you caused the Gevoinim to lose out. Mal all of Akos of Kilo Hargan. We look at it as if he killed Chafetz Chaim in Ahavas Chesed. He's talking about the skulois of doing Chesed. That if you do Chesed with somebody, you set somebody on a good track, you help a person out, the skulois and the milas and the schar for it is unbelievable. And says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what my makar to this idea is? My makar is this Gemara right here above a Kama. The Gemara that we learned, which is really an expanded version of the Gemara that we learned just now here in Bava Metzia. See, he brings this Kalagoyza Chavere Shava Pruta, and the entire Gemara, concluding with Shaul being responsible for the death of the Gevoinim, because he killed Noiv Irakoyanim, who used to support them, says the Chafetz Chaim, Mizen Nucha Lirois Es Hanhogas Din Shemayim, Shehu Noirim Oid. Now, you have a little insight from here, how Hashem judges a person. Shechoshvim Ba, when a person does something, Hashem calculates kol hasibois hanoylodes al yedei pulos ha'adam. Every single thing that comes about as a result of what the person did. Shafilu dover shu grom ba'alma, shegorem bepulois of reyes al chaveri. Grom of benazogans potter. Grom of the holcha Shabbos according to some poskim is potter. So even though it could be bedine adam, we're not nischashev with a maisa gromo. But in Shemayim, a grom is the same as a regular maisa that a person does. Even the grummer was a gazak grummer. Raksha bisi boys of mona so isha mamsi revel chaver the stak jugalos mene besoy. Nechsha mena shamayim kilo haroge mamish loisli plani vanshe besoy. Anything that comes about of something that you do. So you withhold wages from an employee. As a result, his kids don't have so much to eat. As a result, they're starving. You're going to be responsible. Anything that happens to their kids or anything that would happen to someone else as a result of something that the kid might do to somebody else. The whole shalshelis, everything is all going to be brought back on you because you're the one that set it in motion. So says the Chafetz Chaim, if this is true when it comes to Gzeila, Yodua, we all know. Shemida Toivim Meruba, Memidas Puronios, in Cain, Alachas Kama Vekama, Shemyetav Lechaveir Beza Indian. If you do a chesed with somebody, Vaideze Nisbav Toiva Gamla Anche Beza Uliyesa Anoshim, and people indirectly will benefit from the chesed that you did, b'chol mili demeitav sheyitzmach mizeh, yechoshev gam leharishoy le'inyin kabbalas hagmul. The person that did the original chesed, he'll be credited for it. V'hine, kasha yizboinen o'odem b'chol zeh, yizchazek b'chol koichoy leheitav luzulosek b'chol masha yuchal. He'll give a person a chizek to try to help somebody as much as he possibly can. You give somebody chizek, he's in a better mood, and he does something to somebody else as a result of that. You're going to get credit for everything. Everything that's Neveya from a Maisa Kal that you do, even if what you did was a Maisa Groma, it doesn't matter. You're going to be credited for it. Just like it's true in the negative sense, that's Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yutes, that's Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudbeis, it's also going to be true in the positive, certainly because Mida Toiva is Meruba Mida Shpranis. I'm just going to skip a little bit. This is true if you do Chesed with a Posh Diyid. So you do Chesed with a Talmud Chacham. Shemalveo is a Schach. You loan him money, you give him tzedakah. Why? Because what are you allowing this person to do? What does he do 9 to 5? He learns Torah. Now he can't because he's Torah and he doesn't know. If you're mechazik and adam gadol, so think about the schar you're going to get. You're getting schar now for the Torah of this tzaddik. He says that's the pshat. Why? If a person gives tzedakah, he's machzik Torah. He's zoicha leisha b'yeshiva shal maila ben achachamim, because ultimately he's sinning ben achachamim because you caused him to sin ben achachamim. V'garsina b'ksubis v'atam aveikim Hashem alokeim chayim kochem ayoyim v'chiyev shal dvukei b'shchino v'aksev ki Hashem alokecha eish oichlu ela kol amasi bita lo tamud chacham v'oisa prak mati lo tamud chacham v'mahana tamud chacham min achasav ma'ala ala v'kasav kilu medabek v'shchino, because the tamud chacham is dovek to the shchino and you're being mahana him, you're allowing him to be dovek to the shchino, so it's ma'ala ala v'kasav, you're getting credit for it. So it's mida kenegan mida. It's a quid pro quo. It's only fear that it should be nechshav as if you yourself were David Bishkina. Shabbos we had Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman Shlita by us in Shul. So he said over that we know that there was a shutfis, a partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun. So Yisachar sits and learns Torah. Zvulun, as in the Ilam HaMaisa, and he's looking for someone to support. So he supported Zvulun. So his kasha was that the truth is there were two shvatim who sat and learned Torah. Levi, Yoram Mishpatech Yaakov, and you find Yisachar as well. So why was it that Zvulun decided to partner up with Yisachar more so than partnering up with Levi? So he said a Meiridiga Machshava. He said that the partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun made more sense than a potential partnership between Levi and Zvulun. He said, what is Zvulun missing in life? So he needs a chavrusa, that's clear. He's running all over the place. He's busy working. But at the same time, the pasuk says, Zvulun l'chayf yamim yishkoin. V'hu l'chayf aniyos v'yarchasa yaltzidoin. Again, Zvulun is l'chayf yamim yishkoin. He's traveling. V'hu l'chayf aniyos v'yarchasa yaltzidoin. V'yarchasa yaltzidoin. Zvulun is all over the place. Zvulun is not anchored. Zvulun has business here. He's traveling there. His family's somewhere else. Zvulun is lacking menuchas hanefesh. It's for that reason, Zvulun, when he was looking for a partner, you know who he took? He took Yisachar. Because Yisachar chamor garen roivetz ben ha-mishpasayim. Vayar menucha kitoy vesaretz kinoemo. Vayet shichmoy lizba vayaslama. Vayihilam ha-soivet. Yisachar was the perfect partner for Zvulun. Because Zvulun, who's l'chayf aniyos, and azicht abisal menucha zanefesh, you know who the perfect partner is? Yisachar. Vayar menucha kitoy. He could be zaycha to some of Yisachar's menucha do this partnership. Levi also sat on the Torah. Levi was yorim mishpatech le-yakov. You know what the pasuk says about Levi? Achalkin biYaakov, vafitzin biYisrael. And Rashi says it was an oynish to Levi and Shimon for what they did to Shechem. But the point is that Levi, as you're right, they stay up there bnei Torah, but they didn't have that vayar menucha kitoiv. Achalkin biYaakov, vafitzin biYisrael. Zvulu Yisachar's vayar menucha kitoiv. And the point he was trying to say was is that he was talking obviously to Balabatim that they're coming and they're going and sefeltamol menucha sanefesh through a partnership with Yisachar. And certainly if a person could be zeichel to a little bit of Yisachar himself, to harv and learning a little, that's the vayar menucha kitoiv. You could be zeichel to vayar menucha kitoiv. It's so matim with this Chafetz Chaim that just like if you support Yisachar, Yisachar is Davik Beshchina, you're considered to be Davik Beshchina as well. If you support Yisachar, Yisachar is learning in Torah, you're also going to be Zoicha Leshe B'Yeshiva Shamayla Ben HaChachamim. If you support Yisachar, you allow him to be Vayar Menucha Kitoiv, you too Zvulun, you'll also be Zoicha to the Vayar Menucha Kitoiv. We spoke at the Chidah last week. Baruch Atah B'Vayecha, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha, Shetehei Tzetzoi Meyecha Kemoyscha. So the Chidah said beautifully, he said that a person dies, it's Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha, that's not Baruch. Because as long as you're Eilam Hazeh, you have an ability to to do. But once a person dies, right, we said that the Vilna Gaon, before he died, he held on to his tzitzis and he started crying. He said, as long as I was in this world, I could wear tzitzis. It's such a mitzvah kala, and I could be zoicha, shakul keneged tayag mitzvahs. And now, once I die, it's over. You can't do anything anymore. So what's baruch atah b'tzeisecha? Zokh techida, she hates tzetzoi me'echa kemoyscha. If a person leaves over a son that goes in his ways, there's a hemshach. It's not over yet. Because anything that you set in motion, you're going to get credit for. On that note, zokh degemara vayt. So the Mishnah said, Emosa, when is it true that you have the halachis of Loisolid and Beyoimotit and Tscharoi and Loisashoid? That's only true. If the employee goes to the employer and he's Taveya, he says, you owe me money. But Loitavai, ain't over all. If he doesn't ask you for the money, you're not over. Why? So the Gemara says the makar is in a brisa. Tan rabbanon loisalim pulas sacher. It says loisalim pulas sacher. Yochel, I would think afilu loitavoy. Even if he's not teveya, so if you owe somebody money and you don't give it to him, even if he's not teveya, you should be over the laugh. Talmud loimar itcha loisalim pulas sacher itcha ledaitcha. And the Gemara's drasha is that if you're withholding it against his will, where it's l'daitcha, v'loy l'daitoy, says Rashi, then you're over the iser. But to the extent that it's l'daitoy as well, meaning he knows that you're withholding, he never asked you for the money, over there you're not going to be over. Yochla filo ein loy, I would think that a person's over even if it's ein loy, meaning you hired someone, you owe him $1,000, you don't have $1,000 to give him. Are you over the iser? No. I would have thought you are. Talmud leimer itcha, sheyesh itcha, only if you have the money, but if you don't have the money, you're not over. Yochla, I would have thought, what would be if you asked somebody else to pay him the money? We had that case in the Mishnah. You told the Chemedi, you told the Shulchani, listen, I hired an employee, I'm going to owe him money, do me a favor, pay him. And the person agrees. What would be if the Chemedi or the Shulchani doesn't pay in that case? Yochel, I would have thought that the Balabaya should be over. Again, only if you're the one that's supposed to pay him. It's Itcha. You're withholding the money. In this case, really, the Chemedi and the Shulchani are the ones that are withholding the money, because they're the ones that took upon themselves to pay. So in any one of these three cases, case number one, where the Poel doesn't ask for the money. Case number two, where the Balabayas doesn't have the money. Case number three, where the Poel and the Balabayas both agree that a third person was going to pay. Any one of these three cases, you're not going to have the Isurim of Loisolim. That's that last halacha. It was mentioned in the Mishnah. In that case, if the Chemini and the Shulchani originally agreed to pay, and then they decided that they don't want to pay, does the Poel have a right to go to the Balabayas and say, now I want you to pay me? Or when he agreed that the Chemedi or the Shulchani weren't going to pay, he relinquished his right to go to the Balabayas and at this point take it out with the Chemedi, take it out with the Shulchani. Meaning you're not over Loi Solon, that the Mishnah said. But what about the Iker Chiyuv? Do I have a Chiyuv? Or do we view it as some waiver when you said that I'm willing to take payment from the Chemedi or the Shulchani? Rav Sheish says you can't go back to the Balabayas. Rabbi says you could go to the Balabayas. I'm a Rabbi. How do I know that I'm right? The Mishnah is mashma that way. The Mishnah says that the Balabayas, if he doesn't pay, he's not over Loi Solon. Ma'aver hu de Loi Over. You're not over the lab. Ha mahadar adar. But it sounds like you're a balabayas over here. You have an obligation to pay. You're just not over the isurim. Rav Sheshes Omar, no, it's not a raya. Because my ainay over, ainay betoyres laver. What Mishnah means to say is not just that you're puk not over. You have no sheiches to being over. Because in order to be over loy solin, you have to be a balabas. Ich binish kan balabas bechlal. Because I already handed over the obligation to somebody else. As a result, I'm not betoyra slava, but it's not that really I'm a balabais, I owe you money, punked. It's a safe harbor within this Shulchan Aruch Kapula Schar Socher that says that I don't have to pay. I'm Enoi Betoira Slaver. Boom, my name is Rav Sheshes. Kablonos. If somebody is a Kablon, Oivra Ola Bisham Baltolin, Oi Enoi Ola Bisham Baltolin. So what's a Kablon? Rashi says, Umen, a professional, an artisan. Shekibel Olav Lasis Melocha Bekach Bekach V'loila Schiris Yomen. So you go to a tailor, you give him a beged, and you ask the tailor to make a suit out of it. That tailor is viewed as a Kablon. He's viewed as an Umen. The question is, if he gives you the suit and you don't pay him right away, are you over Baal Tolin or not? What's the Shiloh? Umin koina b'shvach kli v'alvoy. It's a rather lumdish Shiloh. Do we look at an umin as if he's koina b'shvach kli? Meaning, when he takes this beged and he turns it into a suit, we say that he was now koina the suit. And when he gives it to you, for the $1,000 that you're going to pay him for it. You're now buying the suit from him. So your relationship with him is more of a lekeach moicha relationship. The Gemara calls it halva. Because to the extent that you don't pay him, it's as if you owe him money, just like a loiva would owe a malva money. But the point is, we don't view the umin as a regular socher. We view him more as someone that was kind of this, and now he's selling it to you. It's a mekach u'memkar, loiva malva type relationship. As a result, you're not going to have bal tolin. Oy ein umin kind of b'shvachli. You don't say the umin's kind of b'shvachli. And if you agreed to pay the umin $1,000 for his job, so you prorate it based on how much time it was going to take, and we look at it as a socher who's working on an hourly wage, but the point is he's a socher, v'schirisi. So you would have the of bal tolin. So this idea of umin kind of b'shvachli, ein umin kind of b'shvachli, comes up in more lamdisha areas in Shas, and we've spoken about it in some of those Lamdish areas, Ksois, Simen, Shinvav, and Arichos. Is it a real Kenyan? It's not a real Kenyan. This is one of the examples you always find of a quasi-Kenyan, that there's an idea where you find that Belosh and Chazal, Kenyan, but it's not a real full-fledged Kenyan. The Ksois brings this as one of his examples. Umin Koyne B'Shvachli. But that's the Shai. Umin Koyne B'Shvachli, it's a Mekka Chamemka, it's a Milva, so you don't have Batalin. Or Ein Umin Koyne B'Shvachli, that it's a Schirus, therefore you will have Batalin. The Rav Sheisha is Oiver. You're Oiver Batalin. Meaning, Ein Umin Koyne B'Shvachli. But Tanya Ein Oiver. There's a Brisa that says you're not Oiver. Meaning, Umin Koyne B'Shvachli. Hosam Shem Cheo, it's a Chemed Beis Shunchen. The reason you aren't Oiver is not because the reason you weren't over there is because you appointed a third person to pay. And meaning that you appointed a third person to pay, you never have the laws of Bal Tolin in such a case, like we just discussed. If somebody gives his talis to an Umin, Gomra, he finished the job, and then he notified the person that gave him the baguette that your suit is ready to be picked up. He notifies him, 10 days pass, he doesn't come to pick up his suit, he's not over Bal Tolin. Because you're not ever about tall until you actually pick up the suit. Nasnaloy, let's say you picked up the suit, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Mishashok al Chama, as soon as the sun sets, over Mishon Baltolin. At that point, you're already going to be over Baltolin. Meaning, Baltolin, the meter starts ticking when you pick up the suit. The fact that you were notified and the suit is ready, okay, but that's not Baltolin. Baltolin is you have it and you didn't pay for it. Now there's Baltolin. But what do you see? Bottom line. If you can tell me Umekoyne Beshvachli, why you over? So it's a raya that ain't Umekoyne Beshvachli. Name him Besayele. So Amr Amori, Breder of Kahana, Begarded the Sarbalo. It could be we're talking about a case where there was no Shvachli. How's that possible? Where the tailor was being paid not to make it better, but to make it worse, to take threads or a cloth and to soften it. Victor Gemara, but at the end of the day, are you paying the tailor to do it? Yeah. If you're paying it, obviously, it's a benefit. So that is it, shvach. It's talking about a case where you pay the tailor to stamp on the cloth. I guess they did that for some reason. To stamp on the... Now you only do it like before days, the 9 days. Exactly. Like, the koi agre minei. And you're telling him, bitcha babasa, that every time you step on it, I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars. The point is, you're not paying him for the shvach. You're paying him for the pa'ula. L'cheshboim betisha, it says, Rashi. So that reason has nothing to do with Umin Koyne B'Shvachli. It's a regular schirus, and that's why you have the halachas of Loitalin. But in a regular case of Umin Koyne B'Shvachli, there you wouldn't have the halachas. The Mishnah discussed Socher Bizmanoi Nishba V'Noitol. A socher that goes over to his employer Bizmanoi during the time where the employer is supposed to pay him. What was that time? So Schir Yoim has to get paid during that ensuing night. Schir Laila during that next day. So if the Schir Yoim approaches his employer at night, or the Schir Laila approaches his employer by Yoim, and the employer says, I paid you already. So the Mishnah says, what's the halacha? How do you resolve this Toyim V'Nitan? It's a Mefurisha Mishnah. Nishba V'Noitel. We tell the employee, swear that he didn't pay you, and it's yours. Avarzmanai, let's say the time passes already. So you're a Schir Yoim, the night passed, and now it's the following day. It's the time where the employer, if he didn't pay, was already over Sullen. Over there ain't a Nishba V'Noitel. There you can't be a Nishba V'Noitel. It's up to Gemara. Sacher, Amayta Kino Le'Rabban on the Mishtava V'Shakel. Why is the Sacher being Nishba V'Noitel? And really, the Oymik of the Kasha is that you're never supposed to be Nishba V'Noitel. Kol HaNishbam Shabbatayra, Nishban V'Lei Mishalman. Usually the Nitva, the Muchzik, he's the one that has the Schoshvur. He's the one that swears and just doesn't pay. The Moitzi is not the one that's supposed to swear. It's always the nitva that's supposed to swear. So how come over here, socher fake the Gemara, might the kino le rabbanon le mishta bav shakol, amir av yudam ha-shmuel, halacha is gedoyloi shanukan. This mishnah is from the halacha is gedoyloi. Rashi says, ka'isam shemanu chachame b'nishbam b'noitam b'sachtas k'shut subes, b'shvuas, socher nigzal nechbal chen v'ni alpin kosayov, shnai moichsam fein. But either way, so this is one of the people that are nishbam b'noitam. It's true, usually the nitva is the one that swears, and he just doesn't pay. But every now and again, the Moitzi does swear. So this is an example of that. But the Gemara said, Hani Hilchasaninu? The Lashon. Halacha is gedoyleis. Halacha sounds like halacha l'moisha misinai. Frank Rashi, v'chi halacha is l'moisha misinai heim. These are not halacha l'moisha misinai. He says, right. Hani takonis tenu. Elam Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Takonis gedoyleis shanukan. Okay, you get the point. It's takonis gedoyleis. But still, gedoyleis michal de'ik ktanois. Are there takonis ketanois? Elam Rav Nachman or Mashmul. Takonis kevuois shanukan. Kevuois Rashi says, ro'ui lasoison keva lakar aleim dovim enatero. That this was a takana, and it was kavuos in the sense that it was being oikar a dover min ha-Torah, because min ha-Torah, like we just said, who usually swears? The nitva. Over here, the moitzi is the one that's swearing. Again, the bottom line is, sachir amayta kinu le-rabbanu le-mishtaba, isn't it always the nitva? The answer is, takana is kavuos shanukan. It's a takana that was oikar dover min ha-Torah. Over here, we want that this person, like some other cases, like the chemri al-pun kasai, where he should be nishba ve-noital. Says the Gemara, what's the reason for it? Shvua, the Balabais. Really, the Balabais should be the one that swears. Vakru, Rabbanu, Shvua, the Balabais, but the Chaman took away the Shvua from the Balabais. The Shadua, Socher, and they said, let the Socher swear. Mishum kidei chayav the Socher. Because at the end of the day, the Socher needs to get paid. This is his parnasa. Ve'ilavu noises nafsha. He needs this. This is his parnasa. So we don't want that the Balabais should swear, maybe falsely, and then the Socher is going to end up with nothing. So when it comes to a person's wages, we act sensitive towards the employee, and we say that if there's a time the nitin dispute, we want the socher to have the right, the schus, to swear, so that if he swears, at the very least, he's going to get paid. But the Gemara says, it's very nice that we're looking out for the socher, but you're doing it on the back of the balabayas. Is that fair? Mishum kidei chayev the socher mafsadnu le balabayas. Right, whoever swears in this case has a little bit of a schus. Each person is going to probably want to swear. They each think they're right, so they're going to want to swear that they're right and get what they're saying. The balabayas wants to swear and get paid. The and not have to pay. The socher wants to swear and get paid. So we're saying we feel bad for the socher. Mechatesi, that's not fair. I understand it. It's very nice to feel bad for the socher. But why are you doing it on somebody else's cheshbon? Zok de gemar, no. Balabais kufa nichalei de mishpat ha-socher. The balabais actually is okay with the socher having the right to swear and get paid. Ki hechi de liskru payalim. Because like this, it'll be easier for them to hire employees. If an employee knows that I take a job, I may not even get paid because this person may swear falsely. So you're going to do a lot of background searches on your employer because this guy may end up making you lose pretty bad. But the Gemara says, "Socher gufa nichalei de mishpat balabais v'yifke echad de ligru balabais." Maybe look at it farkeh. Maybe say that the socher is okay with the balabais swearing because, like, this will be easier for him to get a job. Meaning, it works both ways. Just like it's going to be. Meaning you want the balabais to be incentivized to hire people. If he knows that his employee could always be nishba v'noital, then it's going to be harder for the employee to get his job. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a cheshbon, because balabais al korchei ogar. Balabais has no choice. He has to hire people. Nu socher nami bal korchei iskar. The socher also has no choice. He has to take a job. Ella balabais tarid b'poyelimunah. You know why the socher swears? A whole different reason. Because we don't trust the balabais. Balabais is very busy. He's making payroll. He has a lot of things going on. So as a result, he's tarid b'poyelim. That he's tarid b'poyelim, he may think he paid, really he didn't pay. The nimtza, it's going to come out that he's swearing a shvua shaker. The socher is not so tarid, so it makes more sense that the socher should be the one that swears. Ihachi nesav lebeloi shvua, let's then give it to him without a shvua. Meaning, if there's a svara that he's tarid b'poyelim, why does he even have to swear? K'nei l'hafiz daitu shabalabayas. So that already we don't want to do. V'nesav lebe'edim, why don't we have an easy way out of this? Meaning, it sounds like this is pretty commonplace. Again, this is a regular bi-monthly payroll. So the question is, the fighting they're swearing, it's a yantif in the vachin. So why don't they just say that any time an employer pays his employee, it has to be eidim? Right? We had a similar halacha. You're not supposed to lend money to people without eidim. In kesef talva es ami, said the goyin, it's ami. You're supposed to do it, right? So es ani imach, when it comes to tzedakah, you're supposed to do it privately. But kesef talva es ami. So why don't we just make a takana that every time you pay your employees, there should be eidim. The eidim will know what's going on. Says the gemara trichalu milsa, because that's a very big tircha. V'nesev leimekara. I have another idea. Why don't you say that when you hire someone, you prepay him? So you give him his wages, his paycheck, before he does the job, not after. It's like this. If he did it, obviously he got paid already. And that's the end of the conversation. It says, the Gemara Shneim writes him back off. They'd both rather it be the other way. Who's both? The Balabayas and the Poel. Balabayas wants to be able to wait another few weeks for cash flow reasons. And the Poel, he's not interested in having money in his pocket while he's doing his job. It's just another thing for him to have to worry about. But Frank the Gemara, if we always trust the Sacher more than the employer, because we assume that the employer was Tarut as opposed to the Sacher, I feel a katzatz nami. So even if they had a, if we know for sure whether he paid or not, and it's a shail of how much money the Sacher is supposed to get paid, why don't we resolve the dispute in that very same way and say that the Sacher is probably right because the Masker was Tarut, and maybe the Hafiz Daita make him swear, but why don't we say that the Sacher has a better argument? How do we know? We don't. Alam Atanya, why do we learn in a Braisa? Umin, I'm Mishnayim, Katzatz Tali. The Umin says, you're supposed to give me two. The arrangement was $2. Vahalo yoimel, I katzatz tili lecho elo achas. And he says, no, it was only one. Hamoitze mechaveroi, olav araya. Why don't we say nishba v'noitel? Say that the employer was probably Taritz. Gemar, tzitza, vade mitkat kirile inshi. Now that already, how much I agreed to pay you, whether I paid you or not, maybe I'm tolerant. But how much I agreed to pay, it doesn't work that way. Ihachi, one final gemara. Afilu avar zmanei nami. If it was avar zmanei, the halacha should be the same. Meaning, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if it's toich zmanei, then the halacha is nishba v'noitel. But avar zmanei, then it's not that way. Alom etanan, avar zmanei in a nishba v'noitel. Zachtumar chazok ein bal bayis over mishum bal talan. Because then already there's a svarit to say that the employer probably did pay. You can't just let the employee be nishba v'noitel. Why? Chazok ein bal bayis over mishum bal talan. Va'amre bal bayis tar b'payelo, but you just said he's tarud. Zachtumar hani mekami delim tiz man chiyuve. That's why he doesn't have to pay. So there's a svarit of tarud. Avo matas man chiyuve, but once it's matas man chiyuve, rami anaf sheyu mitgar. That's Poshet, that this psicho that the Chafetz Chaim gave to these halachas is something that's Romi Adaite, and that's going to make sure that he does remember. But the Gemara says, so you're telling me that the Balabai is probably right, because there's no way he was over Bal Talin. Aha, and the Sacher is wrong, and he's being over Bal Loi Sigzal. Vichy Sacher over Mishum Bal Tigzal. They both are going to be doing something wrong if they're wrong. So why do we have the chazaka more mitzad the employer than mitzad the employee? Hasam trei chazaki, hachachad the chazaka. Bal Bayis has two chazakas. The employee has one chazaka. Gabi Bal Bayis take a trei chazaki. Chadad ein Bal Bayis over mishum batalin. The one we just said, he's probably not over the iser. V'chadad ein sacher mashe schare. There's a chazaka that the employee probably would have demanded his money earlier. Hachachad the chazaka. The employee only has one chazaka supporting him. And being that he only has one chazaka supporting him, it's for that reason that the trei chazaka is better than the one chazaka. So again, if there's a din Torah, a tayin v'nitin between the employer and the employee. The employee says, you never paid me. The employer says, I did pay you. If it's toich zmanei, if it's within the window where the employer wasn't over Bal Talin yet, so he was a schir yoim, he finished working shkia, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and there's a dispute. So we say that the employer has no clue, because he's Torah. If the employee is coming with a Tainas Bari, Nishba V'Noitel. And this is one of the Takonais Kavuos, even though it's unusual that a person should be Nishba V'Noitel, but there's a handful of exceptions. This is going to be one of those exceptions. If, however, it's already the next day, so that to the extent that the employer didn't pay, he's over Baal Tolan, then we say Faker. Then we assume that he's in the right and the employee is in the wrong. And what's the reason? Because there's two Svaris Gedolas that are supporting the argument of the Baal Bayis. Number one, it's somewhat unusual for the employee to wait so long to demand payment. So he probably demanded it earlier and got paid. And number two, Chazoka ain't Baal Bayis over Mishum Baal Tolan. You'll tell me that the employee also has a chazaka that he wouldn't be over like Sigzel, but Hassan, Trey Chazaka, Chada Chazaka, and Trey Chazaka is going to be other.